Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian from New York.
And Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And we want to thank everyone for joining us today. What's going on, Rich? Fresh off two Seattle workshops.
Oh my gosh, Brian! I feel good that I'm doing good and getting out there and taking the tour on the road and teaching people because I love teaching people. But it was so much work, and we had a great time. But as usual, Seattle was rainy and we had some challenges, but the workshops were great, and everybody had a really good time. I certainly learned a lot, and other people did too. So I love being in Seattle because I think Seattle's such a great town.
Yeah, I've never been there. I have yet to get there, and I do have family there, so I do want to get out there.
You got to get there. So much to do. So beautiful.
Very nice. And I can't even imagine how exhausted you must be. 2 days, then a day off, and then another 2 days.
Yeah, well I'm going to Dallas, Texas next month, and it's 2 days on and 2 days on. So I got no break, but that's okay because it's the end of this half of the tour. So I'm really stoked. And let me ask you what you've been doing besides, how's the weather? It seems the big conversation is always, or the normal thing is, how's the weather in New York? You've been getting hammered.
Oh, it's been a disaster. This morning we had emergency flood warnings popping up on my phone. It's been a disaster. But, you know, the weather turned mid-afternoon and it came beautiful. And then I had like 3 calls this afternoon. Can you come out tonight? Can you come out tonight and do a shoot? So the weather's turning. I'm starting to get pretty booked up for the week. So it's been good. I can't complain. My weeks are filling up now.
It's better than Hawaii. I don't know if you've been watching Hawaii. Hawaii's been hammered.
Yeah, I've seen, but you know, the schedule's starting to fill up, so I can't.
Yeah,
I can't
me too.
Things are working out, and I got a really, really big contract today, and I'm really excited. That's going to take up 4 or 5 months of my time.
Oh my gosh!
So
you need help? Do you need an assistant?
Hey, I probably do. I signed the contract with a local mall. I'm going to be shooting 60 of their stores, 60, over the next.
Congratulations! That's so great. That's what we all aspire to get, man. I think that's what we all aspire to get. I know I would.
Yes. I've been shooting with them for a couple of years, doing their small, they own a couple little malls, doing their small little ones. And now that led to the big one, the big time. So here we are.
Now you're going obviously you're going to different countries, different states. Well, maybe you're going to different countries too. Where are you going?
Well, no, for this job, this is all local. It's one mall that has 60 stores in it. And I'm going to be shooting over the course of the next couple of months, all their stores. Mm-hmm. And it's a cool contract because they change their landscaping every season. So it's going to be a recurring job. Every season they want me to come out and shoot their landscape. And this way they have the most updated, you know, images on their website. So hopefully I'm in it with them for the long haul.
So are you going in at night to do this? Or are you going to
really early morning? Their stores open at 10. So we're going to be starting each shoot about 7 a.m., getting in there and try to get one or two stores done each morning before.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a lot of work, but well worth it.
Oh, yeah. No, I dig it. It's exactly what we all want to be doing. Awesome. Fantastic.
Cool. So what do we got going on today?
Well, I think we're going to do a Ask the Guys section. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we have a good question today. Okay. A topic that's been floating around a lot of the Facebook groups lately. So I think it's good to bring it up. And a topic that everyone always asks about all the time. So,
wait, in-camera HDR? No, that's not it.
That's only the topic of late. You know, the last couple of weeks, but you know, this is something that's been as far back as I research using the search feature, which you talk about ever so elegantly all the time.
Well, why don't you go and play it for us, and then we'll see what we can do with it.
Sounds good. Here we are.
Hey, Rich and Brian, my name's Eric, and I live in East Tennessee. I'm trying to break into the real estate and architectural interiors industry, so I appreciate your podcast very, very much. It's been extremely helpful. I'm about 3 episodes in and found it about a week ago, so thank you for doing it. My question is about pricing and your methodology for how you arrived at your price points. I'm just curious to whether it was based on property value or the number of photos you're offering or square footage. I know that there are different schools of thought on this. If you want to speak specifically to what you charge and what the price points are, I would be interested to hear that. Although I know California, New York, Tennessee, the markets are all going to be different in different places. So I think I'm more interested in the methodology and how you arrived at your price points. So anyway, I appreciate it very much and look forward to your answers.
All right, Eric, thank you for that question. And I know that's a topic that's been discussed a lot lately and a lot frequently throughout, you know, all the Facebook groups and, you know, all the different blogs up there. So I know, Rich, you just finished your workshop and definitely dived into this. Now, I don't want you to give away any secrets that you give away in your workshop, but, you know, I guess talk about a little bit about what you do and what your thought process is behind your pricing model.
Yeah, Brian. No, I don't mind giving away all my secrets. It's just kind of what I do. But I'm to my wife's chagrin, because she's always like, "You're telling everybody everything." But I'm like, "That's okay. I love doing it." So, yeah. So you're doing a podcast. You're going to teach everybody there too? Yeah, I don't mind doing that. Hey, we're happy to help out, right, Brian?
Okay. That's what we're here for.
Okay. Yeah. I absolutely, one thing I don't do really, especially on my YouTube channel, is I don't go into pricing. And I do that mainly because it's really not fair. And I say this many times and usually say the same thing, but it's not really fair, because people live in different locations, different markets. There are different degrees of expectations. There are different degrees of deliverables, which means your work might not be as good as somebody else's, but it's just so difficult to really come out with a solid answer that is doing justice to your question. But I will say one thing. You really asked your question really well, and you touched upon some basics that I think I commend you, because you've already been dealing with and thinking about the things that a lot of photographers aren't thinking of, as such as the different degrees of charging, which would be per square foot, per selling price, per image. And those are all things that go into the mix, shall we say. But I want to say welcome into the fray, welcome into this crazy game of real estate photography. But I also commend you because you mentioned real estate and then interiors and possibly commercial photography. Yeah, so you've obviously done your, what's that? Architectural. Yes. Yeah. So you've done your homework and you know that there are definitely different areas and degrees of this shooting buildings or shooting spaces, shall we say. But I want to just, if I can just start off saying really quick, again, it really matters upon your market, your location. It matters about how great your work is and how much, how you can produce. Let's say, are you able to produce your best work 100% of the time? Do some of your pictures look better than others? Those are all part of it. But really, if I was going to get to just me personally, I would say that I charge for real estate. I charge by square foot. And that is something that some people do by square foot. Some people do it per image. Some people do it per hour. I don't know how you get through with that, but a real big incentive to get good quick. But personally, I do per square footage, and I go from up to 1,000 square feet, and then I go every 1,000 square feet, or actually, I think now I go every 500 square feet, and it comes out to something like a dollar a square foot. Yeah, 200,000 is, you know, I get a dollar a square of square foot, so I'm making $200,000 a shoot. No, that didn't work out. Something like that. But let's just say I'm starting with a 2,000 square foot house. I might be charging $200. So it's an amount and a figure that came up in my mind and seemed to work well. And I will say, though, that going with all the pricing, what you're going to charge, you just got to really think about how to deal with your competition, because something that just came up, it's come up everywhere in the groups and on my workshops, but like people are coming and they're going, yeah, my competition's doing $79 for unlimited real estate photography. And you're wondering how in the world can that even work? Well, I think that's because they tend to offer floor plans, Matterport, they're offering aerials, they're offering elevated photography, you name it. And I think it's full package. I think that's got to be the answer, because we all know, unless you're really getting started and you don't care what you charge and you just want to get work and you want to get your portfolio going, we know that that just can't work. It can't sustain a life that is going to be worth living. And I want to say that I don't charge as much as many people. I think I charge a lot more than other people. I don't charge as much as somebody maybe in San Francisco, but I am in a city that's smaller and less expensive, Sacramento. So it's all different. And it's something that I came up with that just seemed to work for me. I mean, I certainly, I don't know about you, Brian, but I would go through, do you go through your competition's websites and check that out, or you pass that?
I do every so often. And I, you know, whenever I decide to go in and start working on some SEO campaign and fixing my site a little bit, I will. But other than that, I don't, because I don't want to sit and worry about my competition.
Exactly.
I know we've discussed this on previous podcasts. You know, I do what I do and I try to do it the best I can. And I price according to what I think I'm delivering. And, you know, like you said, if someone's going to come in and charge $79 for a shoot, then they might be as good as me, they might be better than me, they might be less. But if they're as good as me or they're better than me, then they're just throwing money away.
And I know that I wouldn't want to work for an agent that would, I want to work for every agent, but I wouldn't want to work when that someone would to accept me at $79 for unlimited images, because I don't think they have any clue to what's going on.
It's that, and they really hate. They devalue you. They have no value on what you do.
Thank you.
And you don't want to go into a shoot working for somebody that puts no value on what you're offering to them.
That's very, very pertinent value. It's all about, do they value? And in going on, how much do I charge? Well, part of what I charge and part of what anybody should charge is also your reliability. You as a person, your ability to put people at ease. I mean, these are all things that my clients understand and choose me because I'm able to provide all these things. And that's just me. And it's worth the extra money for them.
Well, that's what it is. The customer service, like you said, the reliability, making sure you're going to show up. You know, I was telling you a story when we spoke last week. I told you, but no one else knows, that I actually invested in a Matterport last week. And it's coming this week. And the only reason I invested in the Matterport is one of my agents, one of my top agents that I work with, said to me, I want to start doing Matterport on all my listings. Right now you're doing all the photo, and I've been hiring this guy to do Matterport. I hired him 3 times. 2 of the 3 times he didn't show up. Do you have any interest in doing Matterport? You're on all my listings anyway. If you want to, I will give you all the work instead of him, and you can do Matterport on all my listings too. So I sat down, I obviously did the numbers, and it was well worth it for me to go out and buy a Matterport, which I did. But that goes to like what you just said with reliability. I mean, this guy just lost a potential client with 25 to 30 listings a year because he didn't show up 2 out of 3 times. So
can't even imagine not showing up. Just
I don't even know.
I know.
I'm not even going to go there. That's a different level of, I guess, unprofessionalism. But
if you want to charge good money, although I'd be doing this service regardless of what I charged. But I think you've just got to be prepared to really go over backwards. I mean, some other things we can throw into the mix is turnaround time. Is will you look the other way on cancellations? I mean, that's a whole nother subject. But can you image it, edit an image while we're shooting and send it to my phone so I can get it out there to put on the flyers? And can you edit that right here? And yes, I can, because you're paying me a hell of a lot of money. So yes.
No, exactly. But there's, look, you have to find, like you said, it's hard to put a number on anything in a conversation like this, because, you know, you and I both live in two different demographics. Absolutely. So it's hard, you know, in regards to Eric's question, it's hard to, I think, put an actual physical number on what you charge, you know, but I think the pricing model is definitely something that's, you know, a good discussion. And I used to charge the way you did by square footage up until January 1st of this year. So I'm only 4 months into a new pricing model.
You doing square foot? I used to do square foot. Image per image?
Yeah, I'm doing by image now.
How's it going?
And it's going. I start with a minimum package of 10 images. And then over 10, I sell at a per image price. Right. And what I found in the 4 months since I've been doing this, that I'm on average making just about the same amount as I was prior, but I'm shooting significantly less images per job.
Gotcha. How did they take it? How did they roll with the change?
It's not so bad. I mean, my local MLS is very strange in the sense that they only allow 20 images. So a lot of the times, most of my agents were only uploading 20 images anyway. And I shoot a lot of, you know, as you know, I shoot a lot of bigger properties, 3,000-4,000 square feet and above. And when I was charging by square foot, I was charging a lot more money. Yeah. The agents were complaining that I was charging too much. And I was delivering sometimes 60, 70, 80 pictures on a 7,000 square foot house, and they're only uploading 20.
Yeah.
So from their standpoint, you know, they're saving significant amount of money.
Yeah.
Not editing as many images. And, you know, if I shoot 80 images and they're only uploading 20, there are 60 images that are sitting on the agent's computer that nothing's happening with.
Absolutely.
So,
well, that's really important. Super important for people to take into consideration, like we just said, that you live in different areas. What's your MLS do? And now mine now takes 35, I think. And so luckily I always over delivered, so it's no big deal to me. But if you were set on doing 25 images, then that's a big change.
I would love if my local MLS took, you know, 35 now that I'm charging per image. I'd be making a lot more money per shoot.
But, I get a lot of people use my images in private websites or specific websites for the sale. And they're also,
go on. Zillow, I think people add some extras as well, because Zillow has unlimited. Yeah.
But listen, can I get into a little, I wanted to talk to our question, Eric, right? And I want to just say, Eric, one thing I would do is do your best to just seek out the medium price in your neighborhood, in where your market is. Do not listen to people from other areas that are telling you, well, especially you had mentioned you want to get into architectural and design photography. Well, that's a whole nother. I mean, we could do another 30 minutes on this specific podcast, just on the differences between MLS and design and architecture. And I don't do a lot of architecture, but I kind of go into that realm. So I would think you really want to just look at your competition, see what they're doing, look at, do your research on the client. Somebody calls you up from a building company or a designer or a new home builder, go to their website. Look, are they using professional photos first? Then if it's a national company or another company, do you think they're going to go over well if you mention the word licensing, which you should mention, but it's always interesting. I mean, I don't know about you, Brian, but me, I get I get a lot of people with little choked up throats when I mention the word licensing. You know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mention it unless I have to. but what I do have is I have on all my invoices a whole explanation that explains the whole thing.
But you kind of got to bring it up before you get the invoice, before you give the invoice.
Well, I mean, for new clients, I kind of explain to them how they work. And I try not to overcomplicate it for them. Try to keep it as simple as possible and just let them know that they can use them for the duration of their listing. And that's it. And then move on. And they got it. And then, you know, it's reiterated a little more detailed on my invoice, so they see it.
Well, but I'm more talking about the, I don't have any problem on the real estate side, but the designer and the home builder.
From that standpoint, that's very tricky. And I probably lost work literally to people after I explained to them how it works. And they're like, well, this is just too overwhelming for me. Sorry.
I love it. In the middle of your conversation, you realize this is not going well and I should shut up now.
Exactly. But, you know, I usually start it with, you know, before we go further, just do you understand how commercial photography works and, you know, how it works with the United States copyright law and stuff like that. And once I start mentioning that, they realize that it's a little more serious than just taking their images and putting them everywhere.
Do you also give them your lawyer's name and number? And just in case?
I do not do that.
Okay.
I try not to scare
them. Well, you mentioned U.S. copyright law. Okay. No, go on. Go on.
Well, I say that just so they realize that they can't just take the images that I give them and do whatever they want with them. But, you know, as long as I explain to them, they're usually okay with that. But, you know, that's a whole different ballgame, as you said, interior and design photography. And my pricing model is completely different for that type of work. You know, I charge a half a day or a day rate for that. So it's completely different than going out on a shoot. But
well, that's a good point. That's a good point. What about for Eric, what about doing a day rate? I don't think it would work in real estate, but I think it's definitely something to think about in design and interiors photography.
Oh, for sure. I mean, as we all know with real estate, you're kind of, I don't want to say you're trying to get in and out as quick as possible, but, you know, we all know the more properties we shoot, the more money we make. So, you know, you want to try to book a few a day, whereas an interior and architectural shoot, you might be on site for a whole day, you know, just to get yourself 8, 9, 10, 15 images, whatever it is. So, you know, you can do a day rate or, you know, a plethora of other models, whatever works for you. But I think the most important thing to do is your research, see what, you know, people are charging in the area. Like, you know, we just said, you know, you and I are both in different, how many images do you shoot on an average 2000 square foot home, Rich? Give or take.
Oh God, I don't even want to tell you. I pad a lot with, I don't want to say pad. I include a lot of exterior images, which I find that many of my clients really like. But that adds to the overall number. Interior shots though, I will do anywhere from 19 to 30. Not 30, 25 interior shots. And these are all, and some of them might be just a push in from a single shot, like a detail shot, just move in a few feet. But I'm doing somewhere in, let's just say 20, 25 images, interiors. Yeah, and then exteriors, I don't even think about. So
sure,
they're so quick.
But that just proves my point about, you know, being in different demographics, because, you know, you said you charge give or take, you know, 200 or so for 2000 square feet. And that's the amount of images you're delivering. And, you know, in Long Island, 15 miles out of New York City, and I'm, you know, my pricing starts at 10 images and that my pricing starts at $250.
Yeah.
So, you know, right off the bat, my pricing is significantly higher than yours. And that doesn't mean I'm better than
you. No, like you couldn't pay me to come there.
Exactly.
And deal with the subway and deal with the traffic.
Yeah, but But my point is, you know, every demographic and every location is different. So you have to do your research and just see what the rates are in this area. And I am higher than other people. There are a significant amount of real estate photographers in my area that are lower priced than me, but, you know, I charge what I charge and my clients are okay with that. So do your research.
Yeah, and I find my real estate prices are one thing, and my other photography, not other because I shoot sports and weddings, but my other interiors photography would definitely be completely different pricing. And I think it's really important for you to understand the amount of time, because if you're just getting into this, and let's just say you shoot a designer home or new home or whatever you're doing, and it takes me 45 minutes a shot. I mean, and then it takes me 4 or 5 times the amount of editing. I can't help it. It's just like this black hole that just you get into, and all of a sudden it just takes 10 times more work and 10 times more time. But, and the funny thing is that I don't think the photos are really 10 times better. They're going to be better, but I'll tell you something, that design photography or going up into interiors, it's a whole nother ball game, and you just got to get paid appropriately for it, because it does take a lot more time, and there is other things. They're hiring you for your experience, for your equipment, for your judgment, things like that. So it's not the same thing. And what a lot of us will tell you for real estate is completely different what I might charge for design or interiors photography.
For sure, 100%. And I'm also happy you mentioned the editing, because that's one thing that a lot of people don't take into consideration when they're pricing out their work.
And the changes, and the changes to the order, just like a business, you got to charge for that too.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people, I think, especially when you're starting out, and I know I was guilty of this, is, well, you know, I charge $150, but I'm only there for an hour and a half. That's, you know, $75, $80, whatever it is, an hour. Okay. You know, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But you're not thinking about, you know, your editing time, your invoicing time, your insurance costs, mm-hmm. your everything that just adds up into that. And, you know, you have to sit down and do those numbers. And I think, you know, we spoke to Daryl, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And, you know, he dived into how when he meets with his, I guess you'd call them students, when he meets with his students,
clients,
you know, he sits down, the clients, and he sits down and, you know, brings out a spreadsheet and says, okay, what are your costs of living? What do you want to make? You know, this, this, and this. And he figures out a formula so you know exactly what you want to charge or need to charge. So if you're not going to go and sign up with Daryl, which we both suggest you do, sit down and figure out what you need to make on each shoot to make it worthwhile.
That's what he said. Yeah. It's what do you need to make? That's really a well put point.
All right, cool. But Eric, that was a great question. And
we could go on and on.
This is a topic that just keeps coming up. Maybe we'll have a Ask the Guys on Pricing part two down the line.
I want to add one thing though. And this is something that I kind of touch upon in my workshops, but I really touch upon to a lot of people that, okay, I'm an old guy. I've been doing this a long time and I've been doing life a long time and I got kids and I got this and that. But I think there is a misunderstanding from people, because people that want to get better, maybe they're even doing things like listening to our podcasts, or they're looking at my YouTube channel, or they're trying to learn, they're trying to get better, trying to do better, trying to make more money. But then there are the other people, and I don't mean to be prejudiced and say that they're young people, because I don't really think that's the case. But I do think that it seems that a lot of people are kind of looking at this, and I've even heard it replied, well, this is doing it this way, it's taking me so long, I might as well be working at McDonald's. You know, I think everywhere that you're looking at how much do you charge or what are you making, whatever you're doing, I really think that you got to be looking at the big picture, man. You've got to be just trying to understand that it may take you, okay, you start getting into Flambient or Flash Fusion or anything you're doing, it's going to take you more time. It's going to just be what it is. You go to my workshop, you come get coached by you, Brian, or anything, it's going to take you longer. You start learning to use lights. You want to go from HDR using lights. Okay, you start using them. Bottom line is, it's going to take you longer at the beginning, but you need to really look at the big picture. You need to be looking at where you're going to be in a couple of years. You're going to get fast. You have to have faith in there. And what you really got to be doing is opening your eyes to seeing what you want to be doing. What do you want to be charging, Eric? What do you want to be doing? You know, keep in mind, you got to be realistic for right now, but down the road, what do you, set yourself up for what you want to be doing. I didn't get an idea of how old you are or where you are in your business or where you are in your career. But I think that if you're just getting into it or something, really have faith that it's going to get better, bigger. You're going to be making more money. You may be charging, doing the work you want to do, because it goes hand in hand. You sort of do these more expensive jobs, but they're also more fun and they're better. So I just want to say that everybody needs to really look at the big picture and look at this as a business, whereas you probably have because you're listening to these podcasts. But, you know, education and really get into investing in your and getting better. And then it will get faster, get easier, and you'll start making more money. So that's part of the pricing thing.
Well said. Oh, I don't think I have anything
long,
to add to
long,
that.
But it's something I talk about a lot in my workshops and in people I coach, but I think it's really important. And I just want to say,
no, it's the truth. Yeah. It's the truth. Patience. You know, you're building a business and it takes patience. You know, you're not going to be shooting 20 properties a week overnight. It's not going to happen.
Hopefully not. But, yeah.
But if you are, then all the power to you.
If you want to, yeah.
You're doing something right, then you should be teaching me how to do this.
Right on.
But all right, cool. So thanks, Eric, for the question.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you too, Eric. And good luck. And let us, you know, it'd be great to have you come on and maybe ask the guys or tell the guys how you're doing. So come on again and put out there 6 months down the road, how's business going and what did you find useful?
Sure, that's a good idea. If you record a tell the guys, we will gladly pay it.
Oh, wait, I got a great idea, Brian. We're going to interview. Okay, I'm taking this all under my wing. We're going to interview the person that we may get so many replies, we can't even do it by that. But we're going to ask people to send us in a, just to say my business, everything in my business has changed in the last 6 months or a year. And I'd love to interview you. If you can say, you know, come in after a year or so at this business and say, what did you learn? What do you like? And how are you doing? And what do you think? What do you think, Brian? We do that?
That is a good idea. Yeah, we can have people record their little story. It's a minute and a half on the little Ask the Guys, mm-hmm. and we can listen through all of them, find one or two, and bring them in and interview them. And that's a great idea. You know, hear stories from people who just started out and how they went from, you know, nothing to where they are now, and whether it's 6 months or a year.
Yeah, no, great. That's a good idea. I love it. I just came up with it, and while we were talking. And I think it'd be great. So just another aspect to shooting spaces. And
sure. Everyone go to our website and just hit the Ask the Guys record button and you can submit your little where I've gone in a year story.
Yeah. And I just want to say thank you so much, Brian, and hope you're going to stay dry out in New York. And it's pouring rain here in California. And I got to go to my Twilight shoot. Oh, joy. So
every time we speak, you're going to a Twilight shoot.
That's what I do. I don't know. But I want to say thank you, everybody. And I'm going to let Brian take us out. But please, sure, again, please, keep going.
I was going to say, just remember everyone to record your Ask the Guys. We do have a few left, but we still want to get some new questions in. So please keep sending them and submitting them.
Yep. Perfect. And we'll all see you later.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Brian.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.